Yo, yo, what's good, peoples? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue, and we back with another episode of Jigsaw & Company. This podcast comes on new episode every Wednesday, new content, new people. This podcast is for the people that I am fans of. People from different, all types of walks of life, music, hair, acting, entrepreneurship, everything. You can catch these podcasts on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and also on Anchor, what I'm currently on right now. You can catch it. Even if you got an iPhone, you on Apple Podcasts, just type in Jigsaw Blue, Jigsaw and Company. That's Jigsaw with two G's, J-I-G-G-S-A-W and Company. And you should see the episodes up there. We going strong. This is week two. We back in Fayetteville. I'd like to give a shout out to my bro KJ Kendrick Douglas. It's been a year since he passed away. Real inspirational dude. It's no words can express what we're going through. Miss him dearly. What else can I say, man? Let's get on to the guest that's here right now. I knew this dude for a very long time. He is my brother. Blood couldn't make us any closer. So I want y'all to give it up for my bro, Pretty Boy King Q, a.k.a. Dame Boogie.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Good morning. Good morning. Top of the morning.
How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing what I got to do to stay alive. Stay out the way.
I feel you. I feel you. So, we here in Fayetteville. You're not from Fayetteville. Anybody that knows Dame can tell he's not from Fayetteville.
Yeah. You were born and raised in the Bronx. Born in the Bronx, raised in Harlem. Esplanade Gardens, to be exact. Shout out to my grandmother. I'm not from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Been out here a long time, but I'm not from here now.
So we're gonna keep this short and sweet. Tell the people, how did you get from New York to North Carolina?
I mean, to narrow it down, all in one, you know, basically trouble. Long story short, you know, I was born without a father. I was raised, you know, by my second oldest father, still in my life to this day, but I chose to go my own route. I chose the streets, and I was getting to a lot of stuff, gang banging, selling drugs, robbing people, to the point where my grandparents told me I had to go. If I didn't, then I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. Point blank, period.
Feel you. So, now that you older, what's the difference between living up north and staying down south?
It's a fast life. It forces you to live fast. You know, you got to keep up. You got to keep up with the trends. You know, and just transitioning from that to down here, I wouldn't say y'all slow, because nowadays, you know, y'all kind of fast paced. But back then, shit. You know, I mean, I came down here with clothes that niggas ain't never even seen before. You know what I'm saying? And it was like some light. It wasn't even, you know, like hard shit. It was just some light. You know, back then I used to create my own shit, even though I would buy the clothes, but I would, you know how I used to do back then.
Right.
Airbrush and you know, I have like different forces every day I came to school.
I remember those, them purple Chucks.
with the paint, with the gel on it.
And the Timbs.
The Timbs, yeah.
With the New York. buildings and shit.
Yeah.
I remember those. I wanted them so bad. I was like, yo.
Yeah, them things was clean as hell. Yeah, it took me like 5-6 hours to do them, you know. And I did that straight with color pencils, you know. Yeah.
And it's crazy how much talent that you have, man, because we met through your brother George.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you know, he became my best, you know, we became best friends, but then it's crazy how we became closer.
Right.
After George, because at first, you know, I was like, oh, this nigga mean as fuck. This nigga mean as fuck. I remember the one time me and George, we weren't beefing, but it was like a little hostility, and this nigga wanted to fight me.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, at the time we was on MySpace, and he was like, nigga, you know where I be at, da-da-da-da-da.
Big brother tendency, you know. I'm a major protector, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's facts.
And that's one thing I do respect about you. If you care, if you genuinely care about somebody, you will protect them no matter what.
Hands down. I don't care what the situation is, who you is, what your background. I don't give a fuck about none of that. If you fuck with mine, definitely I'm coming for you. You know, and anybody who knows me can vouch for that.
And it's hard to find loyalty like that nowadays.
Right.
Because not something because everybody is, you know, everybody is caught up in their own life.
Right.
But it's hard to find somebody that you can like I said, you my brother, like I said, we can go 3 days, maybe a week, maybe even 2 weeks without talking. But when we link up or we do talk, it's like we never skip the beat.
Exactly. That's facts. I see it as, you know, if you don't have any, you know, and I'm not going to say it's too late for you to have a genuine relationship or start a genuine relationship, whether it's an actual love relationship or just a friendship, you know. But if you don't really have a friendship, you know, from back in those days when shit was really, really, really real, it's kind of a rat. Like when, you know, when it came out with that song, No New Friends, that is a real statement right there, man, because you never know who you're dealing with.
What? You know me, I'm real optimistic about life.
Uh-huh.
And I really don't feel like, you know, saying, you know, no new friends, because I ain't gonna say everybody deserves a chance, but you don't know who is actually supposed to be brought into your life.
Oh yeah, that's a God fact. You know, God does put people in your life for a reason, for a season. That's true, you know. But it's like, I mean, I can't say a but. It's like nowadays, you know, you really gotta watch who you deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody could turn on you for the lamest reasons. You know.
That's true.
You know, most of it is, you know, basically off of hatred. You know, somebody wants to be in your position. Somebody may want your girl.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you know. You know, or some other reason. So you really got to watch out. You know, back in the day, people actually respected your relationship. People actually, you know, went out and made a name for themselves. But you know, nowadays, just everybody wants to live behind this bullshit, you know, trying to play a part that it really, technically, you know, clearly don't live, you know.
You think social media has a... did social media start that, or it started from there? I mean, it started from somewhere else. Like, they was already fake, but social media made it even faker for them. What made it easier for them to be fake?
I was on the gram this morning, and I'm following Charlamagne Tha God, which is one of my, you know, I look up to him.
Yeah, I look up to him.
He's very outspoken. He's very real, you know what I'm saying? But he was in Anguilla. And he said today was his last day of vacation, and it was back to smartphones and dumb niggas. Yeah, if that ain't one of the truest things I've ever seen in my life, you know, I don't know what is, you know. But social media does play a big, big, big factor in our generation and society today. But I could also blame it on just, you know, top figures, you know, hip hop, you know, with people rapping about what they rap about, who did what they rap about, and then just other people listening to it, trying to do it, trying to figure it out, didn't figure it out, and just still trying to live it anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so yes, social media does play a big factor in that. It does, because it actually, you know, brings them out like that. But you know, I could imagine it probably was something behind closed doors, you know, that they just, you know, people just think they just, you know, just created characters, man. That's all it is, you know. And it's a sad situation because, you know, we've lost a lot of people to that. It doesn't make any kind of sense. I mean, how can you wake up and try to be somebody that you're not? I have no idea.
I can't see it. I really can't see me waking up trying to be somebody that I'm not. Mm-hmm. And the social media does play a big part. I do feel that. Like Drake said, you got girls taking pictures of past vacation just to let people know that they, you know, try to get people to see that they still traveling.
Right.
And I don't see why people would want to put on the front for people that really don't give a fuck.
And me, I'm a deep thinker, you know. I go with my gut instinct. If I feel like something is wrong, it's wrong. And 9 times out of 10, it's really wrong. So, mm-hmm. you know, but it's more of a personal situation with some of these, you know what I'm saying, with people nowadays. It's either there's no love, they don't talk to their families, it's a situation where they've grown up abused or, you know, not getting enough attention paid to them. To the point where they have to put themselves out there like this, you know. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's facts, you know. But on another note, you know, like a person who had a good childhood, you know, was always, you know, no matter how many kids is in the home, was, you know, was raised with respect and raised with, you know, self-respect, you know, you kind of don't see, you know what I'm saying, people like that putting themselves out there like how they do nowadays. But yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy because you can literally really, really, really believe how they act and what they talk about. And then next thing you know, it's like a certain situation would happen. And you like, well, what happened to how you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
So for the people that don't know you, who is Dame Boogie?
Like I said, I'm from Harlem. I'm the oldest of 4 boys. I got a grizzly attitude, you know. I've learned to calm down and control over the years. Very smart, intelligent, you know, sophisticated. And I'm just one of the realest niggas, one of them, out here living in this world today. You know, I don't play behind my family, my loved ones, and I don't play that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm very laid back. You know, hilarious, you know what I'm saying?
Big facts. Big facts.
You know, I'm a gamer at heart. You know, that's what keeps me content and away from the streets. A hard worker, a fast learner, you know, and I just do what I can to sit here and provide for myself and others, you know?
So, besides George, mm-hmm. and basketball, music is something that brought us together.
Right.
Because, you know, when I was in a group, George got into the same group.
Right.
And George, he was nice. Like, I knew, you know, George was nice with the pen. But then when I got in contact with you, when we became cool, I feel like, I was like, he's nicer than George.
Right, right, right.
Not saying that I put, you know, I kicked George to the side or anything, right. But it was like, you know, damn, like, both of these niggas, these niggas nice. Right. And that made me want to work on my pen a little more.
Right.
How did you get to where you is now as far as, like,
as far as lyricism is
concerned? Lyricism.
Like I said, George's dad, which is, his name is Frankie. Well, I mean, my mom called him Frankie, but his real name is George. He lived in a room or whatever. And every weekend, we'll literally go over there, all three of us. It's before Charlotte was born. This is probably why Charlotte was alive. I mean, he's still alive, but while he was little. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah, when he was little.
Right, when he was little. But we'll go over there, spend the weekend with him or whatever. And like I said, that's when he was doing a security job. So me and my brothers, you know, so we'll get up, we'll clean the room up or whatever. And I came across Nas's Stillmatic album. Shout out to Nas. And I would literally bump that all day. Like, my brothers would get tired of it, literally, because I would literally listen to that man all days because it's how, who he is as a person, you know. And I technically took his style of living, you know, how he carries himself, what he talks about in his raps, you know, what he does, and my style of living, what I've been through, you know, and I basically put it in the pot, stewed it up real good, and, you know, that's how I became who I am today, you know what I'm saying? With the writing, personality-wise, you know, sometimes I'll be listening to my own songs, and I'll be like, damn, you sound just like this nigga.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But,
so,
yeah.
So if you could, like, mix your DNA with rappers, like, to create you, who would you say that, like, okay, this, like, this would be me, this would be me, this would be me. Like, for me, and this is not for me, this is what people told me.
Right.
As far as, like, with me rapping, I have a little bit of Tip in me.
Facts.
I have a little bit of Rocky in me.
Facts.
And I have a little bit of Fab in me.
Facts.
So, what rappers would create Dame?
I say, like, I mean, overall, you know, you got Nas.
Facts.
J. Cole.
Big facts.
I would say, I mean, I've done a lot of projects. Well, not projects per se, but, like, you know, a lot of writing to the point where I could be on that K-Dot Tip. That is an awesome writer. He's awesome. So I'm not even going to put myself anywhere near his level. But, you know, I've done some things where, and actually on some of his beats where I actually could kind of compare myself to how he flows. who else, man? And I'm versatile with it, so I can sound like, you know, one of these, you know, real, real dope boys out here. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I can concur to that.
Right, you know, so, you know.
And that's one thing I loved about you as an artist is it didn't matter what style or who was on the song. When we used to do music, if I needed you to do a club joint,
right,
boom, we got a club joint. When you do a serious joint, boom, we got a serious joint.
Right.
We need something for the ladies, boom, we got something for the ladies.
Right. That's facts.
Do you think being versatile, because, you know, a lot of these rappers nowadays is one track minded,
right,
or have one style. Do you think being versatile, it hurts you in a way?
I mean, I think it depends on consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you keep your fan base alive. You know, most of the major heads out here is versatile.
Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? It can't hurt you to not be versatile because your music will get boring. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how, you know, they kind of looking at Drake right now because they listening to the same old stuff or whatever. But that's him. You know, he's versatile as well, too. But it's like, you know, you got to know when to switch up your flows. You got to know to stay off these certain type of beats. And, you know what I'm saying? You have to. That's like a must. Because, like I said, if you're not, your music will get boring. And the next thing you know, you'll be in the shadows. Like, nobody, oh, yeah, here he go. What's his name? He going,
well,
you
know
what I mean?
Well, do you think it's like an exception to some artists? Because if you look at Pusha T, mm-hmm, he's still talking about that dope shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think, like, it's an exception to some artists? Or, like, how can I say this? Because even Jeezy, you know, he still taught that dope shit.
Right.
I mean, he tried to step out and do, when he was doing the little Pastor Jeezy or some shit like that.
Right.
And it really didn't work out. But right. Then he went right back to Thug Motivation.
Because everybody knows, and you know, and this is a great example. Like, you have that category of people who we all know, when we listen to them, they're going to talk that shit that they've been talking about for years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jeezy is one of them. Gucci is one of them. Tip is one of them. You know, there's a lot of people that we already know what we're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, it does... you know, some guys get a pass, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always a dope hit. It's always dope music, you know? Other guys, nah, hell no, they can't do that shit. You know? Because we know exactly what they've been through. When we seen it with our own eyes, like, this is what they really go through. So we expect that from them. For them to sit here and hop up out they, you know, skin and do some other shit, we like, hold on, what? Are we not used to this?
Because, like, when Gucci first, when he came back,
mm-hmm.
That's how everybody felt, like, all right, nah, this ain't Gucci.
Right.
But then that's when he started dropping the multiple mixtapes.
Right.
And he's like, oh, okay. But even still, you know, still some people say that's not the Gucci that we know.
Right. Shit, I heard some other shit about it, but I mean, I'm not gonna talk about that. But at the end of the day, you know, like when Gucci first came back home, I was like, what the hell is this? You know. And then he actually got back in his bag, and you know, I was like, okay, this the Gucci I remember, you know, and that's one of the main heads that, you know, could still rap about what he rap about for the years that he's been out,
right?
You know, because he always, you know, as far as with the Zaytoven production, like, you know, Waka Flocka, you know what I'm saying? We already know what we're gonna hear. We're gonna hear that rowdy ass fighting in the club, and you know, he's that real nigga. We always gonna expect that from Waka Flocka. Now to hear Waka Flocka be on a love song, which I probably heard him on a few, but not a lot. You know, I'm like, hell no, yeah, that's not his lane. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Yeah.
What is your dream? Like, I know you want to get your music out there,
mm-hmm.
get your art out there, but what is Dame Dreams?
I feel like right now, and this is something, you know, that's real. I feel like right now God wants me to see something that I'm not seeing right now. It could be that talent in writing. But my dream is to have my music out there, you know, and express my feelings so people can understand who I am and what I've been through, as well as the next person goes through. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard, you know, but I have had plenty of situations to where I'll be in the studio rapping with some of these guys out here, and it just don't connect, you know. It was always a hatred type thing, man.
Because
mm-hmm. I'll sit here and I'll listen to the beat be fire. The concept be fire. I'll switch it up and say some old crazy shit and literally make niggas not want to rap no more. It's happened plenty of times, and I just gave up on just being out here in the studio. My thing is, I like to be in the studio, me and the producer, you know, because it's contagious with the style, like, of rap nowadays. Everybody does it, you know, and it's sad and it's fun at the same time, because, dude, it's prime example, like, I can say I know Kevin for 2 years, 3, 4 years, all my life. And he up in the booth talking about how he got $100,000 and he got a Lambo sitting outside. When this nigga got $2 to his name and driving a fucking 92 Corolla or something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, you know you don't live this type of lifestyle. But then I see it come in the booth and start speaking real shit. He get mad. He don't even want to rap no more. He ain't even know what to say, because he know his shit is not authentic.
So, like, you don't think some people, because you know that saying, fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you, I believe in that. Of course. Of course. And then when you faking it till you make it, and when you make it and you get that car pulled, you know, you're going to regret that shit. Somebody going to, you know, I'm trying to tell you.
I feel you on that, because that's how I used to, like, at first, when I used to write, because my stepdad, he influenced me into start writing more and basically living my truth.
Right.
So, he would say, you know, it's okay to talk about what you dream to have or what you want to have, but don't say, oh, I got this, I got that, and you don't. Because if you say you got this, you got that, especially if you're talking that street shit.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
You're going to have the hoolies come looking at you.
I'm trying to tell you, that's the worst mistake you can ever make doing this rap shit. That's the worst mistake you can ever make. Because I'm trying to tell you, and it's going to happen when you least expect it. It's going to happen when you least expect it. You're going to be out there taking pictures, signing autographs, and there's going to be one nigga or a bunch of niggas come up to you like, yo, bro, you know, they want all the smoke. And you're going to be on some, you know, I don't want the smoke. Like, you know, you ain't got time for that, man. You ain't got time for that. So just be you, you know. If your shit ain't hot, then you just got to find another day job or something.
That's why I was like when people say, oh, Devon, all you talk about is girls and sex, because I'm speaking my truth. I'm speaking what I know.
Right.
So, you being you, mm-hmm. who is somebody that you would want to work with, either dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
Your
dream collaboration.
My dream? Oh, it's Nas, hands down, man. Woo! Yeah, that's Nas, hands down. Nas, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Big Crit.
Big Crit, oh yeah.
Kevin Gates, Dolph, Gucci, some of these new, you know, up and coming artists, I would love to work with, you know what I'm saying, like Lil Baby, or, you know, I can see myself on a track with Lil Pump, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, some dope ass shit that you ride to, or you be in the club, you know, riding to, or, I mean, dancing to, or whatever, but those first few names are Jay-Z, you know, Ghostface Killah, Method Man, I mean, shit, I could go on for days, man, on collaborations with that, you know. But those first few names, though, yeah. I'm quite sure I can keep up. Trust and believe that. I know that for a fact. You know, I'll probably be a little timid when it comes to Kendrick, because yeah, that nigga right there, he's a beast, bro.
Like, when you learn to use your... And this is something I learned from him and Kanye. When you able to learn to use somebody's vocals or your vocals as an instrument, that's when your creativity has reached to another level, because a lot of people don't think about that.
Right.
Like, I listen to a lot, I listen to Kanye, and you ever notice how he had Rihanna, Elton John, somebody else, another pop star, and it would just be, it's not even like they featured on the song, he's just using their vocals
as a mood setter.
No, not even as a mood setter, as an instrument.
Right.
Like, he got Slick Rick, and on his new album. And of course, it's a sample that he used, but it's amazing how he does that.
Right.
Have you learned how to use your voice as an instrument, or like even with Kendrick, how he can like how he say certain words,
right,
to make it flow.
Okay. I've been in situations to where I've actually heard a dope song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually put my vocals on that track to make it even hotter, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'll hear it, continuously hear it, and I'll be like, you know what? This ain't right without me saying this. Even if it was a verse or, you know, something to where I came in on a hook or something, you know, I'm like, yo, you know what? You know what happened, bro? If I did this, I swear it'll go hard as hell. And it actually come out the way I actually imagined it, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, I've been in several situations like that. You know, somebody just have a dope ass track and they'll just be like, you know what, you just missing me. You know what I'm saying? Or you missing this person, or you missing, you know what I'm saying? Just help them out with it.
And that's how I felt like I am. I would take, like, if I hear a song, mm-hmm. if somebody asked me to get on the song, if once I hear the song, if I can hear somebody else on it, I will give it to them.
Right.
There's been plenty of times I've been in a group session, mm-hmm. and gave up songs, knowing that I felt like I knew I would have killed it.
Right.
But I gave it to somebody else because I felt like they would have. They
sound better on it.
Basically.
Or they can sit here and rap it. They can sit here and, you know, come up with something. Not saying that yo shit was whack.
Right.
But you just feel like they just the better person for the job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I've been in those situations too. Yep.
If you could redo any song, what song would it be, and why would you want to redo it?
As far as what? Writing wise or production wise? Like,
say, for instance, for me, I want to redo. I want to redo Poison. Not as far as like in the singing wise, but just take a sample of Poison, mm-hmm. and redo Poison.
Right.
And have an up to date version.
Right.
If you could take any song and redo it, even if the person's still alive,
right.
Have that person on the song. What song would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Damn, I gotta have to think about that one. It's a lot of them. Rewind. Rewind is one of my favorite tracks.
You talking about Lil Wayne and
Nah, Rewind from Nas.
Okay.
Yeah. That one blew me away. When I first heard it, and somebody's literally rapping a song backwards.
Mm.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a lot of great tracks, you know, that's out there. But for somebody to sit in the studio or wherever he was sitting at the point in time and literally make a whole song backwards, that is ridiculous. It's like with the whole, what's his name song when he did the alphabet?
Papoose.
Come on, man.
That shit was dope.
Come on, man.
Like, you have to be a certain type of talent. You have to be some type of genius.
Breed, like. Shout out to Papoose too, Rebby Ba, you know.
The rap, the alphabet's forward and then backwards.
And then backwards, man. You.
That's.
Yeah, I'll do it in a little bit. I said, I'll do it in a little bit. I'm gonna take care of it in a little bit.
All right. That's crazy.
Excuse me.
You good, bro. So, I like to ask this people this question. What is your guilty pleasure song or your guilty pleasure artist? Like, if you riding in the car and it just happened to come on, you riding with your boys and it happened to come on, you be like, ah, damn, I didn't expect to be in this predicament. Like, for me, my guilty pleasure, I don't remember the artist's name, but the song is called One Kiss. It's a pop song. It's real popular right now.
That's Ray J.
No.
That's One Wish. That's One Wish.
It's some white.
One Kiss.
Yeah.
You said it's a white dude.
No, it's a chick. It's a song called One Kiss.
and the song came on and you just felt like awkward?
Like, it's my guilty pleasure song. Like, I like the song.
Oh, but your homie's in the car, so you like, damn, I don't want to change this shit.
Yeah. Like, well, if I hear the song, I'm bouncing, man. Like,
right.
I'm vibing.
K. Michelle got one of those songs. I forgot what it was called though. But I literally have that song downloaded on my phone too. Like, I forgot what the song was. I think it's about somebody cheating on her or something like that. But that is one of my jumps. And to be real with you, niggas do rock with that LMA junk.
You know, oh, yeah, boot up.
Yeah. But you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you ain't going to be riding around here in a car full of niggas and y'all, all y'all in there, you know, talking about some boot up, you know what I'm saying? So, but, like, you know, there's a lot of other songs, too.
I mean, I ain't saying ain't nothing wrong with, you know.
Not at all.
But everybody has that guilty pleasure song or music.
Right.
That, like, okay, you know, I really fucks with this.
Right.
Even, like I say, even with my karaoke song. Like, if I ever go to a karaoke and perform, my song will be either Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It, or Backstreet Boys, Everybody. Swear to God. I mean, my mama. Everybody. And I will perform Everybody before I perform This Is How We Do It.
But see, it's crazy though, because if and it depends on who's in the car, but I think like 9 times out of 10, if any one of those 2 songs came on the radio and you with your boys, nigga.
Oh yeah.
Everybody in the car singing to it.
This is how we do it.
Even Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if you was like a teenager in that era of Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Nigga, you was a fan, bro. Black, white, Italian, Asian, I don't care. You was a major fan of Backstreet Boys. 98 Degrees. We could go down the line, bro. You know what I'm saying? So what it is, I don't care if you the gangster or the gangsters, nigga, like, yeah. And you know all the words.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how the high note to know. It was over for you. You was in the shower sitting here singing that. It was over for you.
Big facts.
Come on, man.
Dame, who's the most... Who's the most important? I ain't gonna say important. Let me rephrase that question. Who's the most interesting person in your life?
Most interesting person in my life? I can't say myself, right?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe you could.
Because you know, as far as what though, like, just all
like
all around.
You can go to this person, and if you're having a bad day, you know, they can turn your day around. Even if you're having a good day, they can make your day even better. Just somebody that really big, like, you wouldn't be the same if that person wasn't there.
Oh, I had to put you in that position. That's hands down. I'm in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she could do it, you know, but it's not like the genuine, you know, eye to eye, you know what I'm saying?
Feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could, anything, bro. And you know some of the conversations we be having.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just call you and just talk about
anything.
I could be taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? And call your ass, nigga, and just be like, just talking, nigga, and just like, just turn my whole situation, whether it's bad or it's good, you know what I'm saying, to something better, you know? That's facts.
Big facts.
That's facts.
That shit made my day.
That's facts.
What is something that you feel like you take for granted? Me personally, I feel like I take time for granted. Like, because I know how talented I am. I know how more talented I could be. But I don't use my time like I should.
That's one of my biggest things. Health is one of my biggest things too. Yeah. And that's real shit. You know, there's a lot of other personal things I've been through that, you know, I really try to mask, you know what I'm saying? So I use other things to mask it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'm a drug head, I'm out here smoking crack, heroin, and popping pills and shit. None of that. But you know, it's more concerned with the cigarettes or the alcohol, you know, something that you technically not supposed to be doing or consuming, you know. I take that very lightly, you know. So, yeah.
What is the first thing you will buy to make you feel like, okay, I really made it?
Probably see him be out here in one of these damn high end supercars or some shit. You know, I'm a car fanatic.
Right.
You know, one of the main things I would, if not that, like a nice ass crib somewhere where it's just peaceful. You know, and I could just pull up to my crib and be like, damn, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't got to worry about shit. Hell worry about
no,
nobody.
Nothing.
This is my property. Get the fuck off.
Right.
I'm going to wrap this up. I'd like to ask this question. If you had a book, what would be the title of your book? And do you think it would be a bestseller?
If I had a book, what would be the title of my book? That's a good ass question. Shit. Confused with a question mark.
And why would you call it that?
Just off of my own beliefs and the stuff that I've been through, you know, sometimes I get this, like, you think you know everything. And I'd be like, yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I think I know it all and I don't. You know, and I've been in plenty of situations to where I thought I knew what was going on and it really wasn't that. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's of talking about God or just talking about real life situations, you know. But that would probably be a good title for my book, you know. And just the things that I would talk about in that book would probably make it one of the best sellers out here. You know
what I'm saying? I believe that knowing your past, mm-hmm. and knowing what you could be, mm-hmm. I feel like that it will most definitely be a bestseller.
Yeah, confused with a question mark, and me on the cover looking like who did what and why. Literally, like, you know what I'm saying? Like me on the cover, like with the most strangest face. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm gonna have it all in the book. You
right.
Know? You ain't gonna be sad or, you know, just mad or happy. You're gonna be laughing. You know what I'm saying? So
we're gonna be everywhere.
Right, right, right. So it's like, is it really, you know? Yeah, that'll be dope.
So what do people? What can the people look for from Dame Boogie?
Well, right now, you know, I'm trying to, you know, do a lot of things to get my life, you know, on this path that I'm destined to travel down. I'm trying to reach out and find new people to work with as far as music is concerned, mm-hmm. and just success, period. But just you know, I've been doing this for years, man. Just be looking forward to that music, you know. I got other talents too, but that's one of the main things, you know. So if anybody got a studio out here, who's willing to work, willing to be positive, not about the bullshit, you can definitely get in touch with me.
Okay, so how can the people get in touch with you?
Well, I just started Instagram again. I lost my other account, so I just started again. But it's prettyboy_kingq_. That's on Instagram. That's the only platform I got as of right now. You know, I really don't like social media, but as far as to, you know, branch out and stuff, I got to sit here and, you know, buckle down and do what I got to do. But, yeah, that's definitely how you can be able to reach me on Instagram.
So you want to give people a little bit of Boogie, you know, before you leave, or you want me to throw a track on it?
Yeah, you probably get in and throw that track on there.
Okay.
I can, but, you know, throw that track on there.
Okay, I'm gonna throw his latest track on this podcast. It's always a pleasure sitting with you, bro.
Of course.
Like I said, you can get at him on IG. Tell him where they can find you again.
Prettyboy_KingQ_ on Instagram.
Like I said, we drop episodes every Wednesday. You can catch us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Just search Jigsaw & Company. That's J-I-G-G-S-A-W. You can catch me on Facebook, IG, Snapchat at JigsawBlue26. Or you can email me at JigsawBlue26@gmail.com. Like I said, this is a podcast for people that I'm fans of. It was a pleasure. Like I said, it's a pleasure having you on, bro.
All day, every day.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back. And I'm out. Catch y'all next Wednesday, man.
Some people say I'm on some evil shit. I reply and tell them I'm on my Desert Eagle shit. Send 20 to your knees and dip. I never plead the 50s bars, it's illegal. I ain't guilty, I'm just ashamed that all these wizards
New York
exist.
Bangers, Don
song
bangers,
make you think
Don
you shit.
Bangers,
if that's Don the case, then I'm Nas in 89 with all the meters he spit. You best believe in the kid, you watch your mind. If you thinking them rhymes will get you thugged, you better leave it and quit, nigga. I'm the nigga that they talking about. I never change, I misbehave with all this gold in my mouth. Mary Jane hitting my brain, keep pretty girls at the house. You a lame, go grab a purse and a blouse. The real is out, get your ass the benefit of the doubt. Claim your city is better than my city. What's that madness about? If I was you, I'd keep a latch on that mouth. Ain't claiming nothing, I'm showing you fuck niggas who's the man in the south. Let the truth be told, I ain't holding back. I'm pulling every car, no matter the circumstances. If you ready for war, they bring it to my door, I'll open it up with open arms, man, enough is enough. Subs in the trunk, beating. I got my team in the truck, purple the blood. Everybody on a different tip, police in the cut. Tried to pull us over, foot on the gas, we're speeding up. Think you about to throw our ass in the can, you out of luck. We on a different level, different lanes with different schedules taking over. Highly doubted my wolves will never let you be smoked. With knives and swords, quick to behead you, got me twisted. You need to go check whoever misled you. I'm the Punisher, death at his best, a real rumbler. Put the gun in ya, bullets hitting the ones in front of ya. Madness, jealousy, hitting because I'm coming up. Light another up, getting high for all my struggles. I get it because I need it, a million, I'm gonna see it. I do it cause I can, fuck the haters, I'm the man. Think twice before you whack up, protect the fam. I advise you niggas strap up and get the racks up.
I ain't holding back,
I'm pulling every card. No matter the circumstances, if you ready for war, then bring it to my door, I'll open it up with open arms, man, enough is enough.
NewYorkBangers.com.
NewYorkBangers.com. Bangers.com. Bangers.